What's up, everybody? It's time for this week's Origin DNA of a Play. I'm Joe Fan, joined by Tim Ryan. Tim, we're breaking down the story of the week, and that's the rookie QB, C.J. Beathard, 245 yards, one touchdown, one pick in his NFL debut, coming in a relief effort against the Washington Redskins, now gearing up for his first career start in Week 7 against the Dallas Cowboys. Let's jump back to that second quarter where C.J. comes in, and you're going to start with the first play of the game where he gets some assistance from some of the veterans on the team, as well as a well-known rookie, a guy he played with in college.
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you this, Joe, and Coach Shanahan said it, he was looking for a spark. And you can tell on this very first play that C.J. Beathard brought a spark. And what I like about it is it's just a simple running play, and it's going to feature the future, which is the young players, and then an older player who's still getting it done. So Joe Staley is right there. Watch him at left tackle. He's going to get a down block. He's going to end up pancaking that defensive lineman. Then the rookie, George Kittle's going to come, and a cross-body block on Ryan Kerrigan, the edge rusher for the Redskins. I haven't seen a well-executed cross-body block in a long time. And then Breed is going to cut it back and find the hole and pop it up inside. So I think the beauty of this play is first play in the game, looking for a spark. It's just a simple handoff, off tackle, outstanding block by Staley. Breida sees it, finds the open lane, cuts it back, first down, earned first down on the very first play. Here's a better look at it from the end zone. Just put your eyes on Joe Staley. He's going to finish that defensive lineman. Kittle comes. Here's the crossbody block. Breida will see it and get up in the hole. And I just love the Kittle block. I mean, you don't see these crossbody blocks around the NFL much anymore, as he's going to come across the formation, boom, lay it out, throw his body in front of Kerrigan. As I said, earned first down. Love to see it. Brought the spark.
Fast forward to the second drive, and this is the two-minute drill. This is where we really got our first chance to see what C.J. Beathard is made of. Mind you, he came in and inherited a 17-0 deficit. You have to have points before halftime. You get the ball back to begin the third quarter. And we see here, starting first and 10 from your own 25, making a few plays in a nice series.
Well, he sure did. And here's one of them right here. And I think this was the key play that really got the scoring drive and the party started. And you're going to see Marquise Goodwin. He's lined up right out here. And he's going to run a deep square into the middle of the field. You're going to have Carlos Hyde, who's going to run out into the flat. Now, ideally, what you want to do is you want to squeeze this middle linebacker, who happens to be Mason Foster here for the Redskins, and hope that he doesn't get too much depth. If he gets too much depth, that got a good chance of taking that square in away. So you hope that he's going to get up there and get on this flat a little bit quicker to open that window. The thing I love about this play is it's well played by the middle linebacker, Mason Foster, who gets good depth. And a lot of times the quarterbacks that will make this throw will throw it high because they got to get it over the inside linebacker's head. But a lot of times, Joe, it's an uncatchable ball. It just got too much heat on it, too much velocity. And I know when this play happened, as soon as it came out of CJ's hand, we were like, oh, man, that looks like that's going to be too high. And Goodwin's got a good vertical, and he's a great athlete. But the point is, he went up and got it, but it was a catchable football. So just watch the depth of the middle linebacker. He's going to get back there. And then watch the air that is under the football from C.J. Beathard as Goodwin's going to go up and get it. Here's a better shot from the end zone copy. And you can see there's Foster there, and he's going to end up dropping the middle linebacker. Good job by CJ, looking off to the right, coming back to the left, and throwing a high catchable ball first down.
This is the very next play with former college tight end George Kittle.
And this is a cover two beater. And the Redskins had showed on tape, Joe, that they've been running a lot of cover two, which is two deep safeties right back here. And the beater for cover two is the tight end right down the middle, because again, that middle linebacker is going to have to try to hug him up and carry him down the middle of the field. And this was a humongous play from Beathard to Kittle, and just let it run, and you can see him take off and split those safeties right down the middle of the field. C.J. Beathard looks left, holds that safety over there just enough to open that window as Kittle gets behind the linebacker and in between the safeties. Just watch the head of C.J. Beathard as he looks left to hold this deep safety on the left. Shotgun going to get the snap. Looking left. Knows he wants to go back right to the middle of the field to Kittle, which got him down near scoring position. And then here's the play that really was the key to the first touchdown drive that ended up being a decisive run from Carlos Hyde in the one-yard line. So you're at third and seven right here, and you're going to watch Kittle. He's going to come out of here, and he's going to go across the middle of the field. And just watch the accuracy of this throw. in man coverage. It's tight coverage from a linebacker, back foot, zips it in there. Only Kittle could go get it, and he does, and it sets him up in good field position.
Yeah, and it gives you a chance to score before halftime. Again, it makes Kyle Shanahan's decision very easy. You're 4th-and-1, down 17-0. There's no doubt you're going for a 4th down at that point.
Well, he did so many good things in this drive. And back to that last play and Kittle getting it down to the 1-yard line. Again, here's Kittle here off to the right. He's going to come across in front of the goal line. Linebacker's going to be in man coverage. But what you didn't see from the sideline copy is I let it run for a second, and then we'll stop in what was really in C.J. Beathard's face. Stop it right there. That is a 6-man rush. There are 6 guys coming at C.J. Beathard. He knows it. He knows he's got man coverage just outside the hash, and he launches it to where only Kittle can get it. A beautiful throw off his back foot. So many good things to talk about.
Tim, before we turn the page to Week 7, we've got to talk about the long touchdown. A couple of things. Avoiding pressure, moving in the pocket, keeping his eyes downfield, and taking advantage of a busted coverage.
Well, everything you said is exactly right, and you love for your quarterbacks to not miss these and your receivers. And here's the play right here. Aldrick Robinson right here in the slot. I believe on this play he thought he was supposed to run a post based on the coverage that they anticipated seeing. C.J. Beathard, I believe, at this point is saying the same thing. So the coverage ends up being different than what they anticipated at the snap. So there may be a little bit of confusion early. Just let that play go. But watch how C.J. Beathard fixes it with his mobility. Just a 4-man rush. Feels it. Now steps up. Got his eyes down the field. And because his eyes are down the field, he sees the busted coverage and then does a great job of throwing the football away from the safety to where only Aldrick Robinson could go get it and then have room to run. Again, here's a good look at it. 4-man rush. C.J. Beathard's thinking one thing. The NFL's about post-snap, Joe. Now, post-snap, ball happens. Okay, uh-oh, it's different than I thought. It's not going to be the post. Going to step up, going to move around, eyes down the field, busted coverage, throw the wide receiver to a spot where he's going to have a chance to run after the catch. Really good off-schedule play there by C.J. Beathard.
Against the Dallas Cowboys, how fitting is it? You make your NFL debut in Washington, where his grandfather was a general manager for so long, and now you play the Dallas Cowboys, the team that has grandfather tried to beat for so long. It's a fitting storyline. You come back home with the 3 straight road games. What do you expect to see from the rookie in his first career start?
Well, hopefully more of the same of what we saw with the Washington Redskins. I think consistency is the big thing. The two things that I think he brings to the table that unfortunately Brian Hoyer could not, I think mobility first and foremost. And then hopefully consistency, because there was times where Hoyer did some good things. It was just that in the consistency department it was lacking. So I hope all those things happen for CJ. It's a bit of a wild card. Don't really know what to expect, but based on what we saw in Washington, I think we should all be excited. The biggest key is going to be able to run the football and then block DeMarcus Lawrence in that 4-man rush that you know the Dallas Cowboys are going to bring on Sunday.
49ers looking for their first win of the season, hoping CJ Beathard can lead them to it. This is Tim Ryan. I'm Joe Fan. We'll see you next week for more Origin DNA of a Play.